Hey Susan, it's Keaton. How you doing today?
Good.
Good, good. I know I was planning on calling you tomorrow. I know it's a little unexpected. I spoke with you last week about the property on North 22nd Street out in Richmond.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was wondering just before I called you up tomorrow if you got a chance to speak with your, I believe it was your brother or is it your Justin, your nephew, about the property yet?
I didn't catch that question. What about Justin?
Yeah, I was wondering if you two got a chance to talk about the price and just how much y'all were
Well, we had originally talked about 200, 320, 25. He is out of country right now. I don't think he'll be home till next week. And so I haven't, I don't think it's going to vary too much from that.
I got you.
That
And
I
then
don't know.
I understand.
I don't know if the properties are remaining strong. That place is pretty well built up, and there are not too many new houses going in. And if you want an older house with character, those are hard to find too.
I got you. Yeah, I was I've been checking it out a bit. I've been doing some research on it and just getting myself familiar with the area. And now I've actually found some other houses that are pretty similar to yours, same house, same build. They're selling for around that price, around the 300s. But these are, these are some, they got the granite countertops, they got the fresh walls, fresh paint and tiles and all that.
Well, there's fresh paint pretty much on the inside, but there's no granite countertops.
I got you. Would
And
you happen to have
there's no
photos?
stainless steel appliances either. So I told you that up front, so.
I got you. No, I totally hear you. I'm just trying to kind of paint a picture for myself and also
Well,
kind
it really depends on what it is you want to do with that property.
of.
If you're a flipper, this is not for you. If you want to personally move into it, then I told you probably want to put in granite or one of those countertops and put in some new appliances and a new deck on the porch. The front porch is small, but I would put a new deck on. But anyway, that would just be me.
I got you. Would you happen to have photos of the property?
I think you can see some online if
Yeah, I
you
got
go.
some here. I pulled them up on Zillow. I wasn't sure if they were old photos or not. I know you were telling me that you guys were working on it. You guys were adding some stuff to it.
Well, I don't know about that. We took that house I told you a while back down to the studs and had to redo everything because it was in bad
Oh,
condition.
okay.
And
How
I
much
bought
did
it at
y'all?
a very low price. If you look at that, you'll see. But it was trashed up, and so we had to go through and
Oh yeah,
do a
your
lot of
50
work
grand,
on
yeah.
it.
I can see that. You got it for what, 45, 46,000?
So, something about that.
That's real nice. That's a good pickup.
And the idea was, we got it all fixed up and then we rented it. And we've been renting it, but so my nephew is interested in buying a mini farm. And we get calls all the time. This is Monday and you're my first call. I haven't been home. I just got home about a half an hour ago and you're my first caller. But I get calls three or four times a week from Richmond.
Oh, that's right. You're in Florida, right?
I'm in Florida.
Yeah, that must be nice. It was snowing out here this weekend. Super cold.
Yeah, well, it's actually about, I think it was about 70 when I got out of the car.
Oh, I'm jealous.
So anyway, we had to do a lot of work on that house
Yeah.
to update it, and
How
make,
much money did you guys put into renovating it?
yeah, we put in a lot of money. Now, the other thing that's not in there, as I told you, is central air.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you were going to move into it yourself, it would be worth it because you're still putting those changes in. You'll still be, because it's under the value of what it was supposed to be offered for, according to the agent, and then also to the bank, because we talked to the bank.
Mm-hmm.
And but if you wanted to make a few updates like that, you could probably sell it for quite a bit more. You know, if you wanted, if you're into real estate and that's what you want to do.
Yeah. I can give you a little bit of the background. I work for CVA Home Buyers, so we are a real estate investment company. And my partner, he is a licensed real estate agent in Virginia. So basically, mm-hmm. what we do is we kind of build customized plans that work for sellers like yourself, and also we have a list of investors. So, you know, sometimes we buy properties and you know, rent them out ourselves, and sometimes it makes more sense for us to sell.
Right, and you could do that too, whatever, mm-hmm. whichever you wanted. But anyway, what was I going to say?
You're telling
you
me.
You know, I just sold my brother's house here in Florida, mm-hmm. in Lakeland. And I had about 10 flippers looking for a deal. Of course, we turned them all down. We didn't want a flipper deal, undercutting $150,000.
Okay.
For what we bought for. So, you know, I'm a little cautious about flippers. Not to say everybody's doing their own thing.
Yeah.
And it's not like we're distressed. We don't have a mortgage on it or anything. So it's free and clear.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway,
I'm curious. You told me you guys put a lot of money into it for the rehabs. Like, what did you mean by a lot?
Well, I can't tell you right off the top of my head. But, I mean, we had to go all the way down to the studs. We had to put in insulation, all new drywall. You know, mm-hmm. we put in kitchen cabinets, and then about 10, 15 years later, we put in another set of kitchen cabinets, changed them out, updated them. We had to really work hard on the flooring. We put cedar siding on the outside of the house. That was all cedar siding we put.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think. Oh, the second bathroom, we put that in, and we got a tiler to come in. It's not one of those plug-in shower things. It's a real tile job in there.
I hear you.
And I'm trying to think what else we did. Put in a new heater, hot water heater, furnace, I don't know what else. I'm trying to think. What else is left? We just did about everything.
Yeah, you'd know better than I would.
Painted it a couple times over the years.
I hear you. And I know you were telling me that Justin is an owner on it. Are you on the deed as well?
Yeah, we're co-owners.
Okay, I got you. I'm just trying to understand.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And how negotiable?
He's my nephew.
Yes, ma'am. And I suppose I'll get you on the phone tomorrow, and I'd like to talk a little bit more about numbers and the price. Would it make sense to have Justin on the phone with us when we have that conversation?
Well, he's not going to be around tomorrow. He's out of country.
Okay.
So you're going to have to wait until after next week when he gets back.
Okay, for sure. Yeah, I don't want to make any decisions. I mean, if he's going to be a big player in this decision, I think you would want to.
Yeah, he's a equal player with me.
Understood. I got you.
He just happens to live up there,
mm-hmm.
and I don't.
Oh yeah, I live in the area too, so our companies, we're very familiar with you know, Richmond itself. I mean, we're out in Ashland. I'm not sure if you're familiar. It's literally a 15-minute drive, so we've done a ton of deals in this area.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, that location is ideal. It's very close to the university, the medical school, the hospital. So we would get a lot of the medical people renting there. They like that location.
Oh yeah. Why did you stop renting it out? I was wondering, I mean, you were telling me at one point you had a lot of renters in there. What made you guys?
Well, we had renters in there after we refurbished it. It took a while to do the refurbishing. You know, by the time we had to paint everything, put in, go all the way down to the studs and put in what do you call it, insulation and what do you call that? Sheetrock and all that other stuff. And by the time we, as soon as we finished all that, we started renting it out.
Okay.
And we've pretty much kept it rented the whole time.
gotcha. All right. Well, Susan, I mean, I want to show my partners it, but we're serious about this property. If you guys are actually trying to sell it, I mean, we
Well,
can.
we are. I think we really are
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I would
serious
love
about
to.
it. But we're not giving it away, so we don't really want,
For sure.
you
Yeah,
know,
I'm not asking you just to
a
throw
flipper
it out.
response. Yeah.
For sure. No, I get it. Trust me, that's not the first time you've heard that. I mean, I want to make sure that you feel like you're still winning from the situation. You know, that's why I was wondering, you know, how much y'all invested and how much you were looking to get for it. That way, you guys feel like you're still winning, and at the same time, you know, we still have a property to help our company stay in business. And you know, we're all happy at the end. You know what I'm saying? Do you have
Well,
a
I don't think my nephew is going to go for too much of a price reduction.
what do you think he would go for?
Well, he was the one quoting 325.
I got you. And how do you feel about that?
Well, I think it's a fair market value.
Okay.
I mean, unless I haven't kept up with the market in Richmond, but it's pretty close to that.
I mean, 320, 300s, like those are good numbers if it's, you know, like a brand new full on flip, like I said, with the granite countertops, new floors, new roof. You know, if it checks all the boxes, then yeah, it's a reasonable number. If not, I mean, would you guys be open to negotiating a bit or talking about a fair price for both of us?
Well, I think we'd have to check with Justin when he comes, see how he feels about it too.
For sure, for sure. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, let's
But he
definitely.
won't be back till next week.
Okay, I got you.
So
So.
you can call me next week and I'll see if I can set up a time for him.
That's a
And
good.
you know, you might once he gets back, you can check and see if you can go visit the house and see.
I would like that. Yeah, I am about 15 minutes from in my office. That wouldn't be a bad idea.
Well, you know, the other thing is, well, when we were doing that, we discovered in the kitchen there's one partial wall there that's all brick, the original brick.
Oh yeah.
And so we exposed that and put in a peninsula, but anyway, whatever. It's 110 or 12, 15 years old house.
Oh yeah.
And that's what but you sell those, I'm sure,
Yeah, of course.
around that area.
Yeah, and that old historic part of the town, you're gonna see a lot of those older buildings. Still a market for them.
Oh yeah, people like you got two kinds of people. All these yo-yos that want an open concept, and then the other group that want historic homes.
Yeah.
And you got to get the right person with the right combination.
Absolutely.
And I do not particularly like an open concept. My house is not an open concept. I've got a family room, living kitchen area, and an eating kitchen, and then I've got a formal living dining
I know.
separate.
You're not one of those
And
yo-yos.
well, who wants all their kitchen exposed to the world? Not me.
I hear you. All right,
And
Susan.
but that's just me. I'm an old lady.
No, I hear you. I hear what you're saying. And I'd love to get Justin on the phone next week and maybe maybe we can do some business. I'd love for you to save my number too, so then you don't think I'm just a spam caller blowing up your phone.
Well, I don't think you were. I remember you.
Oh, thank you. That means
well, you call me next week then, okay?
Yes, ma'am. I'll certainly do that for you.
All right. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.